ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Health officials in Texas say the measles outbreak continues to grow. There are now 90 cases. 16 people have been hospitalized. The majority have been unvaccinated. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says that could be a cause.
The goal of vaccination or herd immunity is to get at least 95% of people within the community to get vaccinated against measles to protect against outbreaks. But since the pandemic, we've seen a steady decline, and we have pocket communities that are significantly undervaccinated, most notably Gaines County in Texas, which is where we're seeing this current outbreak.
President Trump fired General C.Q. Brown, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Friday. He did not announce a reason, but he also fired several other senior military leaders. Hamas returned 6 hostages to Israel, the last exchange of the first phase of the ceasefire. And the president of the L.A. Firefighters Union said they're outraged at the firing of Chief Kristen Crowley on Friday. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles County District Attorney recommended to a court it deny one way for Eric and Lyle Menendez to get out of prison where they're serving life for the 1989 murders of their parents.
Newly elected L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing he will oppose their push for a new trial, one of 3 potential paths to freedom.
The court should deny the current habeas petition by the Menendez brothers.
In a new video, the DA's office laying out the anatomy of the case, casting doubt on the authenticity of what the Menendez legal team claims is fresh evidence that would warrant a new trial, including a letter Eric allegedly wrote to his cousin months before the murders, claiming sexual abuse by his father.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman. There are inspections planned for the weekend for some tunnels in the Boston area after debris fell from the Prudential Tunnel on Friday. Some cars were damaged, but nobody was hurt. Officials believe it was caused by freeze-thaw action. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
We're currently at a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for partly cloudy skies, but overall a beautiful winter day with highs reaching around 30 degrees. For tonight, scattered clouds with lows dropping to around 15. Partly cloudy and warmer on Sunday with highs reaching around 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies continue with lows dropping to around 29. And for your Monday forecast, expect partly to mostly cloudy but much warmer than normal, with highs reaching around 48. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 4 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 26.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. At approximately 11:30 Friday morning, the Viroqua Fire Department received a report of a house fire in the city of Viroqua at 220 West South Street. Upon arrival, heavy smoke was visible coming from the soffit and roof area of the home. The Viroqua Fire Department was able to contain the fire to the attic space of the structure before it was fully extinguished. The fire department cleared the scene at approximately 3:15 Friday afternoon. No injuries to civilians or firefighters was reported, but heat and fire damage to the attic space occurred. The origin and cause of the fire remain under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Westby Fire Department, Lafarge Fire Department, Viroqua Police Department, Tri-State Ambulance, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Excel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing a UW Whitewater gymnast. 23-year-old Chad Richards will head to trial on first-degree homicide charges in December. He's accused of shooting 21-year-old Cara Welsh multiple times during an argument last August. Police say Richards admitted to shooting Welsh, but claimed it was self-defense after he took the gun from her. Richards faces life in prison if convicted. School shootings have been top of mind for many. The Ithaca School District is confronting the issue of school shootings head-on. To better prepare for the worst, the district has teamed up with shooter detection systems. Faculty and staff were able to see how the technology works and decide whether it's worth the investment at a demonstration this past week. The technology introduced detects when and where a gun is fired on a property. It then alerts security personnel, law enforcement, or any other emergency responders the district chooses to link the system to. Marty Richards, Facilities and Transportation Chairperson on the school board, emphasized how the demo revealed the system could improve law enforcement response times, an important aspect for rural areas. Using a listening device and infrared sensor, the technology would help responders quickly locate suspects once they're on site, significantly reducing threat response time. In order to implement the system, the district needs help from the state. The level of state aid has not increased since 2011, limiting the budget for safety systems and other essential infrastructure for school districts. The Ithaca Lions Club, along with the Buena Vista Lions, will be holding a pancake breakfast tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is a fundraiser for Jennifer Ward. Dan Ward is Jennifer's husband.
December of 2022 is when we went in for an umbilical hernia surgery for her, which ended up being a symptom. And that's when I got the phone call from the surgeon when she was still under. Hey, there's something that we found. We need to talk. So I made my way back to the hospital and she woke up and the surgeon was there and told us the possibility that what he found was cancerous. There was a lot of fluid that came out and it was a bad day.
The type of cancer discovered is not easy to treat.
It's a metastatic adenocarcinoma that was thought to originate in the appendix, then possibly in the colon, but it's been classified basically as intestinal. It's in her abdominal cavity, peritoneal lining of her stomach, and it's a hard cancer to treat. There are treatment options, but they're mostly for other types of cancers. Treatments for this type of cancer have in the past been very unsuccessful outside of surgery, which she was diagnosed at later stages, in stage 4, And through exploratory surgery, they were able to determine that she wasn't a candidate for a debulking HIPAC treatment, which is where they go in and remove what they need to, but the cancer was too far widespread to go through with that surgery.
Since she was not a candidate for surgery, Dan Ward says that Jennifer has been undergoing many treatments.
She just finished chemo treatment number 52. It's every other week. She's been on a series of different treatments. For a while, it was the full FOX with the oxaliplatin, and that was not very effective. Then it was the full FURI with the irinotecan. That was more effective, and now she's been on the fluorouracil throughout the entire thing. So it's been a long couple years, but we're at the end of those 2 years, and we're still doing it. We made it this far.
The Pancake Breakfast fundraiser for Jennifer Ward will be held from 7 until 12:30 tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students and preschoolers. $5 for students and preschoolers eat for free. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle at the event, along with a bounce house for the kids to play in. A free will donation for the bounce house will be taken. All money raised from the event will assist the family with Jennifer's ongoing cancer treatments. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, you can call Bill at 608-475-6870. If you would like to donate to the silent auction, contact Joanne at 608-516-2675. When we return, we'll take a look at the top scams reported in Wisconsin in 2024.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO News Time is 12:13. Each year, consumers are victims of issues such as bad customer service and scams, which prompt them to reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In 2024, DACAP responded to 11,374 written complaints. Three of the top 10 complaints in 2024 involved motor vehicles. Motor vehicle accessories came in at number 10 with 141 complaints. The number 9 complaint was travel complaints. Michelle Reinen is with DACAP.
We saw 244 complaints in this category, and it really is made up of a few different things. Those airline flights and bookings, hotels and lodging and online opportunities that you may see, auto rentals, travel service bundles and mailers for different travel packages, and maybe even working with a travel agent could be in this category. And like I said, 244 complaints about billing disputes, refund and adjustment policies, a failure to provide the service that was requested or reserved, return deposits and failing to provide those, and just unsatisfactory service when they showed up for their reservation.
The other motor vehicle complaints were motor vehicle sales at number 8 with 297 complaints, and taking the 7th spot was motor vehicle repair with 341 complaints. Consumers filed 439 complaints related to medical services, which made it the number 6 of the top 10 complaints. Telecommunications in number 5 on the list with 527 complaints filed. A complaint that is unfortunately familiar to many is identity theft, which landed the number 4 spot with 618 complaints in 2024.
This issue we want to make note of because most of the complaints dealt with online account takeovers. And it's important to note that online account takeovers is a form of identity theft, and it can have really significant impacts. If your social media profile is taken over by a scammer, that can lead to serious and long-term consequences, because think of a scammer using your compromised account to access your personal finances, maybe your other personally identifiable information, and spread their scam to your friends and family members as well that you have associated with your online profiles.
Rounding out the top consumer complaint list in 2024 is home improvement at number 3 with 664 complaints. Number 2 is telemarketing with 1,513 complaints. And the number 1 most filed complaint reported in 2024 is landlord-tenant with 2,525 written complaints. If you have a consumer complaint, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring seasonal staff for Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, Trails, and Recreation Areas. This opportunity allows you to utilize your skills or discover new ones. Limited-term seasonal positions with the Wisconsin State Park System are a great way to spend your summer outside, helping the public enjoy Wisconsin's natural resources and creating memories. Seasonal staff are responsible for outdoor maintenance, facility maintenance, groundskeeping work, and customer service for property visitors. Limited-term seasonal positions provide valuable experience for a career in natural resources, an opportunity to gain or improve your skill set, and the chance to contribute to a positive outdoor experience for millions of visitors. Seasonal work typically starts in the spring to early summer and extends through late summer to fall, with flexibility depending on the candidate's availability and the property's needs. Positions are available across the state. Positions include park rangers, visitor services associates, national resource educators, assistant naturalist guides, park technicians, campground attendants, and groundskeepers. To apply, you can visit wisc.jobs and search parks. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 28th for 2 seats on the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Elected growers will serve 3-year terms beginning this July and going through June 30th of 2028. Nomination forms must include signatures from at least 5 eligible growers other than the nominee. Growers must sign and mail completed nomination forms to Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or who have questions about the nomination process should email DATCAP Market Orders Program staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center, died Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of Mike McNair include his wife of 54 years, Nancy, two children, Dundee McNair of Middleton, and Brooke and Chad Kemp of Kimberly, two grandsons, sisters Larry and Billy McNair of Illinois, along with other relatives and friends. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Baskerville Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, including Xander and Lydia Didel. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Baskerville Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing pretty quiet weather across the region. Just a couple of snow flurries up in far northern Wisconsin today as a weak weather system slides through. Otherwise, the big story is the much warmer weather that will build in for the next several days as a large mass of air that originated over the Pacific Ocean spreads east across southern Canada and the middle of the country here in the U.S. This will boost our temperatures about 10 to 12 degrees above normal as we go through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday. So there will be some melting of the snowpack. We could also have a couple of brief chances of precipitation as rapidly moving fronts come by. These are fairly weak systems, so don't expect anything too heavy. But if some of that falls in the form of wet snow in the overnights into the early mornings, there could be some slushy, slippery roads on a couple of these events. Otherwise, things will gradually turn a little bit cooler again heading toward next weekend. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Generally partly cloudy with a high near 30, southwest wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour. Just some scattered clouds tonight, low at 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 40, south to southwest wind close to 10. On Monday, partly or mostly cloudy. On the warm side for this time of the year, low 29 with a high of 48. Heading into Tuesday, partly sunny, continued mild, low 30 with highs in the mid-40s. There is a good chance of some light rain coming up late Tuesday night. Wednesday, some light rain or wet snow mix in the morning, then breaks of sun in the afternoon, low 32 with a high at 44. Thursday, partly sunny and somewhat cooler, low 27, high near 40. Friday, mixed skies, but the thaw continues, low 23 with a high about 41. Hope you have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 4 miles per hour out of the northeast. Barometer reading of 29.87 and no precipitation to report for today. Yesterday's high reached 28 degrees. Our morning's low was 4. We had a record high in 2017 of 70 degrees. Record low in 1966 of 17 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 62 degrees and our low was 28. The sun will set today at 5:41 and rise tomorrow morning at 6:48. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a sunny 27 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Today, dear diary, I wrestled Bruiser LaRue. When I found out he was in my weight class, I realized that I could draw him. So I drew him a picture. but I don't think he appreciated it because it really got wrinkled when he pinned me in 3 seconds.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee, and I'll be here for all kinds of beautiful memories Saturday night with WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be wrestling through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll stop and park for a time in the year of 1975. Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night between 6 and midnight is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, along with Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales and Center Cinema in Richland Center.
WRCO. Welcome back to Westby High School, where we are on our lunch break. Kirk and David have already headed down. I can bring you up to date on what happened here in the semifinal round of competition at the Division III sectional here. The winners in the semifinal matches have guaranteed a spot in the state tournament next weekend. The losers have a chance to wrestle back for third or even second place, but they need to keep winning. The losers in the first round were knocked from the tournament if the man that beat them in that round, the semifinal round, subsequently lost. So here's what happened at 106 pounds, winning the semifinal matches, Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas and Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. They are guaranteed berths at state. Among those wrestling back are James Schramm of Riverdale, who lost to Stanick in the semifinals, and Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, William Credowell of Lancaster, also entertaining hopes of a berth at state at 106 pounds. At 113, winning semifinal matches were Clayton Geyer of Westby, 7-3, over Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point in a battle of seniors, and Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford Seneca defeated senior Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center, 8-0. Geyer and Grimsled have qualified for state. Rick and Ewart have to wrestle back in that weight class. Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, with 40-plus wins to his credit, gets an extra shot now to come through the back door at 113. At 120 pounds, advancing on to state by winning their sectional semifinals are Liam Carey of Mineral Point and Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who is a returning state champion. Grunenfelder was a pin winner over Ashton Utahoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Liam Carey was a 9-8 victor over Martez Sheard of Aquinas in a battle of freshmen. Utahoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben has a chance through the wrestlebacks to qualify for state at 120. At 126, winning their semifinal matches were Tyler Paulson of Aquinas by pinning senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. And in the bottom bracket, Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle has his second tech fall of the day over Parker Milsna of Cashton in a battle of wrestlers who were both at state last year. Lucas Christensen is in the consolation bracket at 126, along with Ronnie Raggetts, a freshman from Lancaster, and Cashton's Parker Milsna, only one berth available among those three. At 132 pounds in the semifinals, Roger Feligi of Aquinas was a Tech Hall winner over senior Caston Gazda of Brookwood, and Lakota Brewer of Riverdale has qualified for state for the second year in a row. He scored a 12-1 major decision over Owen Girock of Independence Gilmanton. Brewer and Fleege for the finals at 132, both have qualified for state. Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, a late addition to this tournament when Tavin Bomkamp of Parkview, Albany was unable to go. Kite lost his first round match but gets a wrestle back now and has a chance. He'll need a couple of more wins to go back to state where he competed a year ago. Gazda of Brookwood, also in the consolation bracket at 132, along with freshman Caden Mickelson of Cashton. At 138 pounds to the finals go Grant Klimick of Independence Gilmanton and Brody Meese of Riverdale. The junior qualifies for state for the third year in a row. He is a two-time state place winner who was their state runner-up last spring. Meese was a 16-3 winner over Drew Powell of Brookwood in one semifinal. Klimek pinned freshman Sammy Springer of Mineral Point in the other. Springer and Powell are now in the consolation bracket at 138. The tournament has ended for Iowa Grand Highland senior Hayden Bedward. At 144 to the finals go Rowan Carey of Mineral Point and Mason Grosskreutz of Westfield. Both were in the state tournament. Carey 3 years, Grosskreutz 2. They both win by fall in the semifinals. Carey over Sam Marsalak of Independence Gilmanton. Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland has his tournament continue. However, veterans Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston and Thomas Frosky of North Crawford Seneca both lost quarterfinal matches, then dropped out of the tournament when the men that beat them lost their semifinals. At 150 pounds to the finals here at the West B sectional go Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point and Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, a pair of sophomores. Dannenberg was a winner over senior Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Hinderman pinned Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston in 3:26. Bennett has to get the state through the consolation bracket, which also includes Kai Paikkonen of Brookwood. However, the tournament will come to a close for Garrett Dragan of Royal Waniwak Center and for Riverdale senior Chase McGuire. At 157, semifinal winners are Ashton Meister of Poinette and Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Imhoff was a Tech Fall winner over freshman Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Imhoff and Meister meet in the finals at 157. The consolation bracket includes Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point. The tournament ended for both Turner Calhoun of Royal Waniwak Center and junior Job Wetter of Boscobel Wasika Steuben, who lost a tough quarterfinal 11-10 to Aquinas' Waylon Hargrove, then lost his semifinal, ending the tournament for Job Wetter. 165 to the finals go Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. State tournament veterans qualify again. Bussey didn't have to wrestle. He won by medical forfeit over Peyton Krager of DeSoto, while Waldner was a Tech Fall winner over sophomore Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Collins is in the consolation bracket now, along with Peyton Krager of DeSoto. If he's able to go, the tournament ended here in this round for Jackson Bender, a senior for Royal Waniwak Center. At 175, semifinal winners were Seth Greeno of DeSoto and Cade Rule of Mineral Point, a reigning state champion. Rule had a Tech Fall over Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Greeno was a 9-7 winner over fellow senior Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland. Greeno and Rule in the finals. McGuire's in the consolation bracket with, among others, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Dropping out of the tournament, freshman Emerson Murray of Royal Waniwak Center. 190 pounds, winners in the semifinals were Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, 12-6 over Jackson Doerr of Pittsville. Gavin Hinderman, senior for Iowa Grand Highland, qualifies for state for the first time. He scores a Tech Fall over Lancaster's Nolan Wolf in the other semifinal. Coleman and Hinderman to the championship at 190. In the wrestlebacks, among others, will be Samson Degner of Royal Waniwak Center, Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, and Evan Berkland of Westby. The tournament ended for Riverdale senior Talon Childs, who lost his first match of the day and then was knocked from the tournament after the man that beat him, Jackson Doerr of Pittsville, lost his semifinal. At 215 pounds in the semifinals, wins go to Tyson Martin of Aquinas and Wesley Egan of Parkview. Aquinas is a two-time state runner-up. Egan, one of two wrestlers in this tournament who is unbeaten. Egan pinned Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, while Martin was the pin winner over Justin Obert of DeSoto. The tournament continues for Obert and for Swigum. It also continues for Tucker Dagenhart of Iowa Grand Highland. However, the tournament came to a close for Hillsboro junior Ryan McCoyk, who dropped his first-round match and then was eliminated. And at 285 pounds to the finals, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Grant Matthews of Riverdale. Brockhoff, a pin winner over Will Floatmeyer of Aquinas. Matthews used just 32 seconds to pin Caden Veselich of Pittsville. 32-second pin for Matthews. He and Brockhoff meet again in the sectional final. They both qualified for state. Tournament continues for the two that they beat, along with two wrestlers from out of our area, but two wrestlers from in our listening area were knocked from the tournament when both Brockhoff and Matthews won. They are Mac Neath, Ithaca Weston senior, and Matt Orrick, a senior from Mineral Point. They have been bounced from the tournament. We're going to give a chance to the announcers from Richland Center to recap what's happened in their semifinals. And we'll be back on the air when we get the chance, but we're on lunch break right now at Westby, and action continues supposedly around 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see how that goes. Thanks for joining us. Our coverage continues this afternoon. For David Wermond and Kirk Layer, I'm Bill Twining. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
On the mat now for Richland Center, taking a chance to get a win here today is Ethan Bodendine. He's taking on Espen Spears of Mauston Nisida. Bodendine coming in with a record of 23-10, had an exciting regional last week at Richland Center High School. Very impressive, and getting the win to come in today, but did not get a match in the first round as his opponent, Caden Davis, did not make weight. So Bodendine getting his first activity here today in the semifinal against a tough opponent, Espen Swears, who just picked up win number 40 earlier today with a 7-3 decision over Nathan Blaschke. Shooting in for the single leg right now and getting the takedown is Swears right on the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. 3-0 the score as they head back to the center of the mat. Back into the referee's position. Lots of activity here on the 3-mat, 4-mat. Starting out in the down position is Bodendine. Gets up, tries to step out of there, broken back down, avoiding giving up the escape. Swears rides the waist now. Now breaks him down. Climbs in, tries to get a cradle from the near to the far side, grabs the far arm, the far leg, and then wrestling defensively is Ethan Bodendine. Bodendine trying to avoid the leg lock there. On the far side of the mat, close to going out of bounds, Swears keeping him in bounds. We're down to 27 seconds remaining in this opening period of wrestling. They are close to going out of bounds. Again, Swears holding him at bay. They're going to let the activity continue. And almost a pinning combination for Swears. Spreading out now is Bodendine, trying to get back to the center of the mat. They've got 6 seconds remaining here in the period. Swears brings him around, and they come back in bounds a little bit better, and that's the end of the period. No more points. It is a 3-0 score here in favor of the wrestler from Mauston. Certainly, Swears coming from a good program. They had a pretty good weekend last weekend at the regional held in Richland Center as well. Mauston, one of the easiest teams to recognize out there with the blue and gold uniforms. And standing up immediately, standing up now is Swears, and they break apart. It's 3-1 in favor. I should say it's 4-0. 4-0 now in favor of Swears as he gets the escape. Got too many scoreboards in front of me. 4-0 the score. They're back on their feet now. 20 seconds into the second period. Swears and Bodendine going head-to-head. Swears going to the near side. Almost tries a head throw right in the edge of the mat. Fighting him off is Bodendine. Bodendine coming around. Almost got a head throw. And now he is side-to-side with Swears. They're close to going out of bounds. And they will at the far end of the gym. No points awarded for a whole lot of activity right there. 4-0 the score stays. Swears in the lead right now. They are back and sparring again in the center of the mat. Getting a chance to get back on their feet. I think Bodendine content to try and do that. And now tries to move in for a head throw. Now slipping down is Swears. He'll grab the single leg. Great balance by Bodendine to keep his base and not be taken down here. A takedown would give him a 7-0 lead for Swears. Now he slides in, and there he is. He gets it. Had to make it 7-0 with 40 seconds remaining here in the second period. Ethan Bodendine trailing in the match here against Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida. Right now, on the edge of the mat again. They've spent a lot of time there on the north end of the gymnasium. Turning him now. Oh, Swears steps over the top. He's got Bodendine with one shoulder down. Right on the far end of the mat, Swears trying to do a little bit of a bridge there with a head is Bodendine. Staying off one shoulder. Again, keeping his feet in bounds, Swears. Bodendine is a long way out of bounds, but Swears keeping the toes in, just in bounds at the end of the mat. Turns in, and they're going to break him apart there, and that'll be a 4-near-fall move to make it 11-0 in favor of the wrestler from Mauston. Back to the center of the mat as the period comes to an end. Period over, 11-0. Swears leading Bodendine. They're back to the center of the mat, and they will shoot takedowns. 175-pound semifinal match here at Wisconsin Dells High School. And Swears shooting in for the single leg again, successful in taking his opponent down. And now Swears off to a 14-0 lead. Going for more as he rocks the cradle in. And Bodendine trying to avoid that, but might be close to having the match end. Nothing signaled in terms of back points right now. Bodendine trailing throughout this match against a tough opponent. 175 pounds. The winner will take on either Landon Heitmeyer of Portage or Maddox Gable of Darlington Blackhawk in the next round. Potentially dangerous stops the match. A little bit too much angle on the knee of Ethan Bodendine is determined. So giving up the escape, Swears will go on their feet. 14-1. He scores the 3-point takedown, and that will do it. 17-1, the final, as Bodendine gets the win. I should say Swears gets the win. Bodendine will need to win to get back into action here a little bit later on today. He will get a wrestle back, and we'll be looking at him taking on his opponent, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore, in the wrestle back round a little bit later on this afternoon.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
We are at 113 pounds. It's a wrestle back. Caden Stibbe of Richland Center taking on Coda Purney. Purney with an early 3-0 lead on the takedown. They're out of bounds, so back to center of the mat. Purney on the near side grabs the arm of Stibbe. Stibbe in the down position. Stibbe is turned right now. And, oh, one shoulder down. Coda Purney of GET, Merrill's Mindoro, going right toward it here now as he drives from the far side, trying to get a little bit more pressure on that shoulder, and there's the pin. Stibbe is pinned for Richland Center. That pin time will be 1:06 as he sees his season come to an end here today. Caden Stibbe, a freshman, 27 wins on the year, so a good start to his high school career, no doubt.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Mason Schulte, River Valley, right now doing battle, and he is up 4-1 in this match at 144 pounds. It is a wrestle back round. Schulte, by virtue of the win by Hudson Sebesta Opelt, gets a chance to wrestle back for River Valley. He's taking on Colin Tollefson of Fenimore, 29-10 sophomore. Mason has a total of 33 wins as a junior. Period has come to an end in the opening period. Again, a 4-1 lead. Schulte chooses the up position for the second period, and they will get it underway. There's the whistle, and they'll start. Near side, Schulte grabs the near wrist, trying to stand up his opponent. Tollefson, making the move with the left hand, grabs the wrist of Schulte, and now held at bay. Tollefson trying to stand up, broken back down by Schulte. Again, trying to stand up is Tollefson. They are on the far side of the mat. Tollefson standing up, and now all the way up to his base, trying to break him back down is Schulte. And Mason grabs the near arm, trying to directly take it to an arm bar. And now close to getting a reversal of Tollefson, but held at bay by Schulte. They go all the way around, and Schulte able to keep on top as he swings his base back around. Boy, lots of movement from both wrestlers there for no points scored. 4-1 the score here in action at Wisconsin Dells sectional. Continuing here the battle at the sectional. We're into the semifinal round action earlier. And now in the wrestle backs as well, trying to figure out who's going to be in the finals and in the next wrestle backs. This is really an exciting round for wrestlers to get that win and get a little bit closer to qualifying for next week's state meet. 33 seconds remaining in the second period, 4-1, Schulte, and they're out of bounds. They'll come back to the center of the mat, and I believe there is some blood time as well. So as they check on that, some other matches coming up here in just a little while. We'll see Blake Brickle wrestling for River Valley. Brickle will be in a wrestleback situation after losing to Hayden Gillen of Boston by Tech Falls. So Brickle will be wrestling back against Drew Krubel of Fenimore with a chance to wrestle back as far as second place here today at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. Action continues here at four weight classes. Again, blood time nearing an end here. Schulte and Tollefson will resume wrestling action in just a little bit. Back to action after blood time. They are side to side, 4-1 our match score. The end of the second period. Side to side, still no points awarded. Standing up is Tollefson. Tries to break away. Oh, Mason's got him by the ankles and holds him at bay and brings him back down to the middle of the mat. And the second period has now come to an end. 4-1 our score here at 144 pounds. Mason Schulte of River Valley. They're back to the center of the mat again. Schulte and Tollefson in the up position to begin the third period. Referee's whistle starts them, and they're underway. Schulte immediately standing up, using some strength, kind of run around from the downside. They almost got some reversal points, but now he has been a little bit of a trouble as he is caught by Tollefson, and for a brief moment was on his shoulders, and there will be some points added here to the total at 144 pounds. The match is now even at 4. 132 to wrestle. Schulte standing up, broken back down by Tollefson. Tollefson not long enough to get near fall, says the official, as Mason gets back to his front side. Tied at 4. Down the stretch in this one. Schulte trying for reversal points. Comes around. He's close and he's got it. Schulte gets a 6-4 lead with reversal points at 144 pounds. Standing up now is Tollefson. Tollefson trying to roll through. Schulte holds him at bay. He takes him immediately to his shoulders. He's got that arm across the chest. And now rolling back to the front side is Tollefson. So it is a nice turn of events for Mason Schulte. He takes a 10-4 lead here in the match. Down to 45 seconds. Both boys got to keep on keeping on here. Neither has been warned for stalling, but down the stretch here, got to remain aggressive, and I believe there is a little bit more blood time coming up. Match is stopped with 39 seconds to wrestle. It is a 4-1 bout here. Mason Schulte in the lead for River Valley. Back to action after the blood time here with a 10-4 lead. Mason Schulte in the advantage, and he has wrestled well. Blood time is over. Trying to sit out now is his opponent, Tollefson. Tollefson immediately stands up, sensing a little bit of urgency, and Mason breaks him right back to the mat, and they are on the edge. It looks like maybe more near fall points are being scored for River Valley's Mason Schulte. Down to final 15 seconds here in the match at 144 pounds. A wrestle back. Schulte trying to get a little closer to getting to next weekend with the victory. And looks like 3 near fall awarded. So it's 13-4. And the match comes to an end. River Valley's Mason Schulte gets the win here today. And a nice victory over Tollefson, his opponent from the Fenimore Golden Eagles.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Westby, along with David Wormund and Kurt Player. I'm Bill Twining. The Division III sectional continues. We're now in the consolation bracket. These are the consolation semifinals. And we'll pick up on James Schramm and Griffin Wineski. David, maybe you can call that one for us. On mat number one at 106 pounds, the winner goes on. The loser sees his tournament come to a close.
Yeah, we're midway through the second period here with a 0-0 score as they go off the mat. So they work their way back to the center circle. 141 to go in the second period, 106 pounds. Schramm and Wineski. No score as they're wrestling the center circle. As Schramm is in the bottom position. Wineski is in the top position. Schramm works his way to his feet, tries to turn the face. It's clear away. He gets an escape here. They circle back on the mat. He can get one. There's the one escape. It's got for Schramm. They get the first points on the board. 1-0 lead. Working the edge of the mat. They work their way off out of bounds. They work back to the center circle. 109 to go. In the second period,
on mat number two, now we have Ashley Eulhoven out there against Jacob Zanotti from Westfield. On mat number two, and Eulhoven gets the first takedown. Back to you, David.
We're less than a minute to go in the second period with a 1-0 lead for Schramm. James Schramm.
That sounds like Bond. James Bond.
Well, not his brother Wyatt. 9-5, our winner down there from Royal. That would have been Brendan Rick winning 9-5 over Declan Lambert at 113.
Winners in this round have to win a couple of more times to make it to the state tournament.
At least one more.
Yep, that's right.
Under 30 to go in the second period with a 1-0 lead still for James Schramm.